standard here. There's no benefit.
A prayer is an appeal from the bottom of the heart, from the depth of the desire, and to a place from where you hope, you're certain of yourself that you can get an answer. And there are many conditions for it. First of all, how do you tie your request with the source that should give you an answer? How much do you demand? And is it correct to demand, and to demand in such a form? And how much are you willing to receive, to accept it? Maybe you're demanding correctly, but you're not arranged properly to get the answer. There are many things here. Actually, this is all of our work, to adapt ourselves to the request and to getting the answer.
So, the prayer won't work if I miss a condition.
If we don't have those communication lines, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, even on the smallest degree, the first degree, then there is no connection between us, and we do not understand what is going on. Possibly, theoretically, let's say, I know how to ask, but I'm not willing to receive it, to accept it. My vessels of reception are still so tainted that the Creator cannot give. Rather, He does give it to me, but what He gives me is such responses that I cannot interpret as an answer, as a response for my request. That He still needs to teach me how to prepare my vessels of reception. This is a reception for the prayer, or for the answer for the prayer. Therefore, here we still get stuck. We stumble upon all kinds of questions.
Do you recommend in the Ten, when you use this word, to understand how to do it? Maybe read about it before we say, let's pray, let's pray.
All of our work is in that. You can open up each and every article and you will see how the Kabbalists are actually advising to us to connect, to aim ourselves either with the right request, in the right way, to whom and how. There are many conditions in the request, in the prayer, and many conditions in getting the answer for the prayer. Because maybe you're getting it, but you can't even discern that you're getting it. Because you're asking for one thing, and you're getting something else, because the Creator by that wants to correct you, to adapt you for getting an answer from Him. So you pray, you ask, but if your requests are still dirty, egoistic, then the Creator brings you corrections, so that bit by bit, you become more and more worthy of receiving the power of bestowal, and being happy with it and enjoying it. That's the problem. We need not only to ask, we need to be ready to get, to receive. Maybe we are receiving from the Creator, and for sure we're receiving all the time. However, what we receive from Him, we don't consider it as an answer for the prayer. That's not what I asked. But the Creator understands better what is good for me, and He sends me precisely what I need. And if I do not ask precisely for that thing that He is giving me, then He makes a correction over it. So that next time I will want things that are a little bit more true, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more, and this is how it works. But we are constantly in such actions, I to my beloved, and my beloved to me.
Clothing so that the request will be suitable to what the Creator wants to give.
Kina
Envy, craving, and honor. Bring a person out of this world. This is what it says. That's one thing. The other thing is to constantly want be connected with the Ten, and a few times a day talk to them, and not to miss out on any lesson. First of all, there has to be a routine, a schedule, and it has to be meticulous, and tie yourself to the group so that it will guard me, keep me, so that I won't run away, because I cannot sign for myself a moment from now. I know myself already that in a second I might jump sideways off the path. So what I want is that the group will guard me. Then we reach mutual guarantee, arvut, in the group, where everyone has to be connected with everyone, everyone has to take care of everyone, and the entire ten has to constantly be in mutual concern. What is happening with each and every friend? And that way we can continue. That's it. The most important thing is the work in the ten, but very meticulously, with a demand. Not to agree with it. A friend says, I can't, I don't want something. No, that's not a friend. This is the Creator who is playing a trick, doing an exercise with us, with the entire ten, through this friend. So then we jump on him and we start to put him in order so that he will be with us, so that he will not let
us. But to me, then no prayer will be received. So is there a point of asking for anything but to come closer to the Creator?
What else do you have in life besides that? What else do you have in life besides that? Now the coronavirus is teaching us that you have nothing in life. Well, very soon you will see, it will become revealed. Besides the connection with the upper root, all the rest is simply a result of that. And if you're disconnected from the upper root, then you have nothing to ask for, you have no one to turn to. Turn to with what? So we have to turn to the Creator. And if you're turning to the Creator, you have to turn to Him only with one thing that determines everything, the connection with Him. And out of the connection with Him, all the rest will fall into place. That is, if we are constantly asking to be connected with Him, to be in greater adhesion, you have no more. What else is there? This is something that is eternal, complete, it includes everything. You are connected with the root from which everything stems. There isn't anything else. I mean, it includes everything. Is it clear?
Вот эта связь с ним, она до такой степени, ее должно не хватать, вот как
приговор. So this connection with him should be like with the one who is sentenced to death.
It should be so required by you that beyond that, I don't want anything else. You can kill me, however, give that to me. Because this indeed is the most important. Well, we reach it gradually. It takes time, a lot of time, many states, until a person decides that this is how it is. There are many descents, many falls, all kinds of disappointments, many of them. However, what can you do? We have to get to know our ego that is disconnecting us from the Creator.
But
he's given us various problems in life, and you want to...
No. In the end, you will see that all of these problems that we have in our lives, in the family, with the children, with each and everything, it is all a result from lack of connection with the Creator. Just a result of that. You will find out that besides that, there is nothing. That everything depends on this source. it's redundant to ask for anything besides that, besides the connection.
То есть, как бы чувствуешь проблему, и как хочешь за нее попросить, а ты за нее не просишь.
So you seemingly feel the problem and you want to ask for it, but
if you have a certain problem, even a corporeal one, it can also be solved only by the Creator opening Himself up to you. He will come closer to you. He will open your heart only by that.
Thank you. We spoke about the prayer, but we also spoke about the demand. Where does the prayer end and the demand begins?
Look, the difference between a prayer and a demand, the demand is on the condition that the person understands that he has all the conditions to bestow to the Creator. However, he lacks some discernment, some power, something, so that he cannot bestow. And he's already standing on it that he has to bestow, and he has all the conditions besides one condition. And then he demands. This is on condition that if the Creator will give it to him now, then he will be able to bestow back to him. That's it. And of course, it's not for himself ever, but only in the direction of the Creator. And it's just this one small ingredient that's missing for him in order to bestow. Then he turns with a demand. This is called knocking in repentance. There are a few names for it, a few states.
Rav, по статье три условия молитвы это
Rav, как бы there are three conditions for prayer according to the article. Does it mean that a person check himself according to these conditions before the prayer, or is something we go together in the ten?
The prayer cannot come from a single person. It has to be connected out of 10 hearts. This is why you need to discuss it, to talk about it, about these three conditions. Do they exist or do they not exist? What's worthwhile for us to do in order to keep each and every condition? And if, more or less, you already understand together, and the most important thing is together, even if you are mistaken, or if you are mistaken together, the Creator hears it and He answers. Therefore, it's worthwhile for you to talk about it, to discuss it. And that. And what does it mean? We build together a prayer, everyone is included in it. What does it mean to discuss the prayer in the theme?
You need to scrutinize what you want from the Creator. What do you want from each ten together? And perhaps from each and every friend. What do you want? What do you want to reach the Creator? As if what you're thinking now is not getting to the Creator sense. Right, but what's important to him is what you organize and you send to him. He cares about your effort to connect in order to influence or bestow to him. Although together with that, he's in you, he feels all those things, you're never disconnected from him. This you should scrutinize. It's the main thing to scrutinize.
Seder, Chelyabinsk.
Ну вот вы уже частично ответили. Я хотел уточнить.
You answered partially already, but I want to focus then on that question. What can each one in the ten do so that there would be a common prayer in the ten?
Each one in the ten has to feel himself responsible for the... Kazakhstan.
Рав, мы учим, что надо молиться в любых состояниях и за десятку, да?
We learn that in each and every state we have to pray for the ten. So what to do when the will to receive is constantly directing this prayer to be for yourself? What to do about it?
Never stop praying, asking, together with a friend, in your plea to the Creator. And along the way, scrutinize, try to figure out how you can change your prayer, your address to the Creator, until He will give you the force of connection, where you're missing nothing except for being connected. And you ask only for the force of connection above all the disturbances, and understand that if there are great disturbances, and you ask the Creator to connect you, and He'll have to connect you according to the in the level of connection according to the level of the disturbances, then you can reach a state where, according to the level of your negative desire, you'll be in great coarseness of you, and above that, with a great screen that connects all of you, and with a question for the Creator that you wish to be adhered to, adhered with, and you will receive the light from above. You lack nothing but being together and turning to the Creator. That's how it is.
Доброе утро. Какая разница Творцу, в какие слова я облачу свою молитву? Ведь Он ощущает мое сердце.
Why does the Creator care in what words I address my prayer?
The Creator doesn't care about your words. He cares about your desire. You're in a desire.
Получается, что эти слова как бы себя для проверки своего.
Turns out that these words, seemingly, I say them to myself to check my desire if I wonder or not.
We always ask in words inside. We think using words. If we can't close the thought in words, it's an incomplete thought.
United VG3.
United VG3.
Рав, что значит просить из десятки?
Рав, what does it mean to ask out of the ten? What is it to ask from the ten?
To ask from the ten, from within the ten, it means that I feel all the deficiencies of the ten, I connect them, I am like a shatz, like a messenger of the ten, and I raise all the deficiencies together in one deficiency.
Hadera one. Hadera echad.
Rav, aim maspika
nechad. Is in order to reach the necessity that is suitable for a prayer, is it enough to integrate with the ten, or should we integrate beyond that?
Yeah, it's enough to integrate with the ten to reach the right deficiency. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. How to correctly receive the answer for the prayer?
The answer for the prayer, if you raise the prayer from the ten, and it certainly goes up to the Creator, then in the same vessel you receive the answer.
How can we detect that?
According to the answer, the response. If you connected correctly to the ten, you feel that exactly in that deficiency you receive the answer.
Thank you.
do it.
We see how important it is for us to reach a wall. But there's nothing to do. You've simply done everything, you've used everything, you saw how weak you are, incapable you are, confused you are, you're falling every time, but don't worry, the Creator is doing it with you, don't worry. Of course you are a zero of zeros, but that's because your will to receive is in this way. So go to the craftsman who made me. We have no other choice. As long as we stay on the path, and the Creator will bring us to such concealments that we'll certainly reach a cry and we'll cry out, and the Creator will open our eyes and our heart.
Buongiorno, Rav. Quando io arrivo allo stremo delle mie forze nella preghiera, nella richiesta al Creatore di tutti, da parte di tutti gli
altri. When I reach the end of my forces and I pray to the Creator and I try to compose the prayer from all of the friends, is that considered that the last gate is open?
I don't know if it's open, but it's on the way. It's recommended to reach a state, not artificially, but a true state, where you feel before the friends that you are zero, nothing. You have no strength. You depend on them. And you hang all your hope on them. And your hope is in receiving strength through them to help them reach adhesion in the Creator. Now, all of that will not be a
sometimes we cannot express in words what we feel in the heart, but this is good too. But the fact that you can compress it to a few words, to a sentence, that's a
good morning, Rav. My question is, when are we in the greatest adhesion with the Creator? During the prayers, during a workshop, during a lesson?
That is a complex question. If I turn to the Creator with a question, then I'm adhered to him through my question. He is the upper one, I'm the lower one, and I adhere to him, let's say, like a baby to its mother. If we are adhered as two people who love one another, who give to one another, then I don't need him seemingly to receive from him. Rather, we are mutually there for each other. If I'm in gratitude, then I'm grateful for receiving from him. In other words, there are many states. What state is the best? You cannot say. Each and every state is there in order to scrutinize and correct a certain part of the world to receive. And this sum total of what we attain all the states where darkness will shine as light. And then all the loose ends will connect together. And we can say, and to say what is better or worst, what is more or less, you cannot. You simply can't. So our final state is called circular or spherical. Nothing has preference over anything else. And that's why we come to this complete form.
So we need to be in the feeling that we're constantly adhered to him, no matter what action we're performing. We are always adhered.
Correct. Very true. You said it beautifully. I agree with you 100%. You should write it down. In every state, whatever it may be, we are cleaved to Him. Except in each and every state, we need to reveal or discover this adhesion. There may be a state where I'm so bad, I'm the worst, I'm disgusted with myself. Discover that you are adhered to Him. That's it.
It's the same like the Creator. He wants us to always be like Him. And this is the feeling we should have all day long.
Correct. You're right. Turkey one.
Dear Rav, a question from a friend. It is said that we should always feel delight or happiness in this work. On the other hand, sometimes we also say that we had better die if we cannot succeed. How can I bring those two conditions to an agreement? Thank you.
Why not? Do you identify with your will to receive? No. Can you identify with your will to bestow? No. You are as an expert who is scrutinizing from the side your states, and you seemingly you perform a restriction. You disconnect from your will to receive. And then you wish to become a matchmaker to match will to receive and the will to bestow. The Creator and the ego the Creator created. You wish to tie them together to make peace between them. Shalom, from the word hashlama, wholeness, completion. So you see that there's no good and there's no bad, only how much you can combine them together in your work. That's it.
Is there egoism there?
If not egoism, I would never been able to reach love for the Creator, because I can love the Creator only to the extent that I rise above my ego. I don't have the measure of love itself towards someone. Rather, as much as I can seal off my ego and rise above it towards the other, the degree of my rising above my ego towards the other is called love. But true love, that is the Creator, that is clean bestowal, unconditional. With me, it can only be as the opposite of my ego. That's why it says, I've created the evil inclination. That's first. So you'll have what to be, from what to begin the creature.
My prayer is for the 10, for the connection of the 10. But I get a desire from the Creator. But I call it my prayer. And that sounds like a contradiction. So I should ask for the connection of the 10, because each one is different.
You're right. We receive our prayers from above. From me, can only one prayer can come. Give me, bring it, fill me, and leave. That's it. The true request, the true prayer, is something we...
Number 15.
First thing we need to know, what Baal HaSulam writes here about the last generation, the truth is that these states exist in spirituality, and we just need to draw closer to them and reveal them. But they exist, and out of their existence, that the whole shattering is with respect to us, this whole mess that we live in is in order for us to want to reorganize it. And out of reorganizing, we'll understand the corrected state, which was never actually broken. It was just apparent that way, appeared that way in our consciousness. And so what we're learning now, we need to understand that this is how the Creator behaves with us from the depth of creation. And so the viruses that appear, the troubles that arise, the problems that we see, it is our broken connections as opposed to the correct, complete states that already exists at the core of creation.
Two. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly so as not to lose the intention, as it is for that aim they have gathered, and to walk humbly, which is a great thing. One should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious, but in truth, a fire burns in their hearts. Yet, to small people, during the assembly, one should be weary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator. And concerning adhesion, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intent in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, the simple explanation is also a great thing. Hence, it is good that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society, disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything. But as we have said above, this should be an internal matter. But when there is someone who is not from the society, no seriousness should be shown, but to equalize with the person who has just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest.
I don't see questions. Let us read again.
Again, purpose of society too. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvekut, adhesion, with a creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly so as not to lose the intention, as it is for this aim that they have gathered. And to walk humbly, which is a great thing, one should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious. But in truth, a fire burns in their hearts. Yet, to small people, during the assembly, one should be weary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvekut with the Creator. And concerning dvekut, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intent in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, the simple explanation is also a great thing. Hence, it is good that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society, disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything. But as we have said above, this should be an internal matter. that when there is someone who is not from this society, no seriousness should be shown. But to equalize with the person who has just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest. Rabash writes that each one needs to annul himself towards the others. This is by each one seeing the benefit of the friends and not his downsides. How can we constantly see the good things in the friends, like
you're looking at your baby. You have a baby, you love him, you see only advantages, and even if there are disadvantages, you don't want to see them, you don't highlight them.
We make an effort and still
Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan. Yeah.
When a great mutual force is created, how is this practically formed?
I didn't understand the question. Again, say it again.
It's written that from all the individuals, a great force is formed that helps one fight against itself. How do we use this force in the ten?
You take this one force that you can overcome, and then you try. You keep trying. What's the question? I don't understand the question.
Florida.
Don't understand the question. Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. What does he mean here when he says to think that you're higher than your friends? You can't connect, you can't unite with them. What's thinking you're higher than your friends?
If you are higher, then you cannot be included of their deficiencies. In order to be included of their deficiencies, you need to be on the height of those deficiencies, meaning lower than what you are, to make yourself small.